The family of a man murdered in Tay Township continues to grieve without any closure. Christine Palmer said they've grown frustrated by what they see as a lack of response from police regarding the death of Jonas Keegan Palmer on July 5. "We feel the case is stalled," Palmer said during a recent interview as she referred to efforts to find her 24-year-old stepson's killer. "Any contact Jonas's mom or dad have received haven't given any hope this will be solved." Palmer said the rumor mill is rife throughout the area with stories about the murder. "We have heard multiple stories from different people," she said. "We have forwarded the information to the police. We forwarded the names of two suspects." But she said they recently received a text from an inspector who is no longer on the case saying he had nothing to report. Requests to Southern Georgian Bay OPP for comment were forwarded to OPP headquarters. The OPP is continuing the investigation into the murder of Jonas Palmer, OPP Acting Media Relations Manager Bill Dixon said. "While no arrests have been made, this very much remains an active investigation." Dixon said that since the investigation began, an OPP victim liaison officer has been in close contact with members of the Palmer family. "The family has received regular updates and are meeting with the OPP lead investigators again this week," Dixon said. "While we empathize with the tragedy and loss experienced by the family, investigators are not able to share case details with the family or the media to protect the integrity of the investigation." The investigation began on Monday, July 5, 2021 at approximately 11 p.m. when Southern Georgian Bay OPP officers responded to an incident at a residence on Old Fort Road in Tay Township. Officers located a deceased adult male outside the home. A post-mortem examination conducted 2 days later at the Ontario Forensic Pathology Service in Toronto confirmed the cause of death was a gunshot wound. At the time, police said that there was no threat to the general public as Palmer's murder was not believed to be a random incident. Investigators did make an arrest at the scene, but it was unrelated to the homicide. Dixon said police are interested in speaking with anyone who has information that could assist with the investigation. The public can call the OPP at 888-310-1122 or can provide information anonymously through Crime Stoppers at 800-222-8477. For the Palmers, meanwhile, Christine said she vividly recalls how they were woken up by the police at 5:30 in the morning on July 6 and told the news no parent ever wants to hear. "I feel like we're part of this messed up movie," she said, noting undercover police officers attended Jonas's funeral. Palmer said her husband, John, continues to deal with a great deal of guilt related to his son's death. "Jonas moved out when he was 16 years old because he made some bad choices with drugs," she said, noting that she and John opted to practice tough love to shield their two younger children, now aged 17 and 15, who live in the home. "He, John, has definitely changed a lot since this. It's affecting the other kids too. Our family is very broken and nothing's being done." She said Jonas was living in a world that they knew nothing about. "We thought Jonas did a lot of drugs as well, but one of his friends told us he just did pot," she said. Jonas attended St. Antoine Daniel Catholic School in Victoria Harbour during his elementary years and then St. Teresa's Catholic High School in Midland. When he started to get into drugs in high school, Palmer said they took him for counseling to try to help him. But as she remembers her stepson, Palmer said Jonas had a big heart and would always help out anyone in need. "Jonas was a good kid," she said. "He just had some issues. Nobody deserves this. Personally, my impression was he got caught up in that world and he could not get out of it."